The Parable of the Ten Virgins, Matthew 25, 1 through 13. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus told his disciples this parable. The kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish, and 5 were wise. The foolish ones, when taking their lamps, brought no oil with them. But the wise ones brought flasks of oil with their lamps. Since the bridegroom was long delayed, they all became drowsy and fell asleep. At midnight, there was a cry, "Behold, the bridegroom! Come out to meet him!" Then all those virgins got up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish ones said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out." But the wise ones replied, "No, for there may not be enough for us and you. Go instead to the merchants and buy some for yourselves." While they went off to buy it, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went into the wedding feast with him. Then the door was locked. Afterwards, the other virgins came back and said, "Lord, Lord, open the door for us." But he said in reply, "Amen, I say to you, I do not know you. Therefore, stay awake, for you know neither the day nor the hour." The Gospel of the Lord. If we look at this parable with our Western eyes, it may seem an unnatural and a made-up story. But in fact, it tells a story which could have happened at any time in a little Palestinian village, and which could still happen there today. The 10 bridesmaids were on their way to keep the bride company until her bridegroom arrived. It might be at any time. It could be tonight, tomorrow night, or as long as 2 weeks. This tradition challenges the bridegroom to catch the bridal party napping. So the responsibility of the 10 bridesmaids then is to stay awake, be watchful and ready. But we must look more deeply. This parable, like most of Jesus' parables, is an earthly story with a heavenly meaning. In this story, I think Jesus is reminding us of something we already know, but sometimes forget. Our friendship, our relationship with God, is our own responsibility. No one can do this for us. No one can give it to us. Not our friends, a spouse, a pastor, a teacher, or the church. They may assist us, yes, but our relationship with God is our relationship, friendship with God. We must do our own spiritual work on a consistent and continual basis through prayer, contemplation, and the surrender of ourselves in service to others. Much of spirituality is what we do with our pain. Do we transform the pain and injustice in our lives by practicing forgiveness? Or do we transmit our angry wounds onto those around us? Prayer, surrender, service, forgiveness all bring us into a personal relationship with God. Only then will we experience the kingdom of heaven. Then will we be ready when Jesus comes to meet each one of us. So today, Lord, help us to slow down, to let go of selfish agendas, of our busy lives, of our many responsibilities. Do you know us, Lord? Help us to surrender, to take time, to listen, to just be. For you are our bridegroom. We are ready. We are waiting.